Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Matthew 10:38-39, New International Version. You are listening to the Resilient Masculinity Podcast. Welcome and hello. My name is William, I'm your host, and today we're going to continue into our final episode on our second S of our 3S series, Safety, Stability, and Service. So far, we have discussed providing financial, emotional, and spiritual stability, what it means to bring societal stability as men, and now we discuss Stoicism and Christianity. How does that play into it? I've realized during 2020 that Stoicism kind of became another big thing, kind of had a resurgence. What is it? It's similar to Christianity. What are its key differences? And what can we as Christian men do about it? That's today's episode, so thank you very much for joining us, and let's get right in. So Stoicism is the ancient Greek, I believe. It started in ancient Greece. Plato, Aristotle, all those guys, all the greats of old, they encouraged and they inspired an idea of Stoicism. And boiled down to it, Stoicism is the glad assumption of burdens, the holding in check of one's emotions, and not being controlled by the whims of your emotions, but rather facing life, facing difficulty as a man. And we see those same traits throughout all of Christianity, throughout all of Christ's teaching. We see, just like the passage I read in the opening, we don't value our lives in the same way as others do, right? Whoever seeks to find their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. We see throughout Christ's life and throughout his teachings, throughout God's story, throughout the Bible, we see the glad assumption of burden and responsibility. We see that portrayed the best in Christ himself when he takes our sin upon himself and suffers in our place so that we can be made new. We see the idea of being controlled, being self-controlled, of self-ruled men. And we see the idea of honestly, ultimately, being controlled not even by ourselves, but by God. It's God's Spirit living in us that enables us to face life in a way that is stoic, in a way that is hard, in a way that is resound and resilient, with a glory about it. Now, when the storms of life come, when the tragedies hit, when life literally crumbles down around you, when your city is burned, when your family drowns, that you can still say, it is well with my soul, that you can say, praise be God. Even throughout the trial and the pain and the suffering, God's name is still to be praised. Because he is good, and he's always good. Men, the difference between Stoicism as taught by the world today and Christianity ultimately focuses on this one thing. Humanistic Stoicism does not hold God as the Almighty. They do not hold Jesus as God. They don't hold the central focus of Christianity. So don't be so caught into it that you lose sight of what is true. However, I would say, do take good lessons from them. Do look into Stoicism more. Maybe read some books about it. Maybe listen to some podcasts. But always keep in mind where the truth is. Keep in mind to stay grounded in the truth of Christ. Just like with Jordan Peterson, great, great mentor and father figure for a lost generation. However, his fatal flaw is this, that he does not hold Christ as God. He sees the biblical accounts more through a humanistic, psychological point of view. He holds a lot of Jungian psychology. He is a clinical psychologist, after all, so I don't necessarily fault him for that. However, you can tell people to clean their rooms and take responsibility and take on the burdens of the world, but without Christ, it means nothing. Without the joy of Christ in your heart, it means nothing to suffer for your family. It means nothing to give yourself for someone else without the love of Christ. Without the truth of Christ in your life, it all means nothing. And that is the fatal flaw in Stoicism. So I'm not saying totally disregard it, right? There are good, solid teachings of it. In fact, learn from them. Learn from them where they are right and get rid of the garbage where it's wrong. It is good to learn how to control your emotions, as we've talked about before. It is good to carry the burdens of those around us, right? We as men carry the heavy loads. So we are designed for it. We were made for that. That's how God made us. That's how God made us. That's how he designed us to do so. So that we can serve those around us with the love and the strength that Christ provides for us. So gentlemen, I mean, that's about it. That's all I can say. We're wrapping up stability. So be stable. Learn how to provide emotional, spiritual, financial, and societal stability. Learn how to be that strong rock for your wife on those rough days, on those days where you lost a child. Be her rock, and then may God be your rock. The day that your child comes to you brokenhearted because their crush is now dating someone else, show them the love and the strength of Christ. Be strong for them. Show them love. Show them mercy, right? Don't exasperate your children. Don't anger your children. But show them and teach them and raise them in the love and the nurture of Christ. Every day, as we're going about our day, as we're going about our life, every day, pouring ourselves out for our families, pouring ourselves out for our communities, pouring ourselves out for those who we serve in our business and those in our churches. Be grounded in Christ. Pour yourself out, every bit of you, every drop, so that Christ can fill you back up. Look back and say, I've fought the good fight. I've run the race. I've achieved it. I've made it. Every moment of my life, I dedicated to Christ, and I dedicated to serving these people with the love of Christ. So at the end of the day, you can say that you've done well. And so all we want to hear from God, right, is well done, good and faithful servant. Live your life for them. Live your life for Christ. Be men. Don't be heartless, but be in control of your emotions. Don't make money your master. Don't make money your aim, but do provide for your family. Do set up an inheritance for your children's children. Do build for a legacy that will last for generations to the glory and praise of God. See, all the things that the world focuses on, they do so to a fault, and they do so with the wrong intention, right? Money is not bad. Wealth is not bad. Being controlled by money and the love of money is. But if you're setting up that retirement account so that in 50 years, you can take your grandkids on good vacations and teach them about the world and teach them about Christ and build those relationships and pass down businesses, that's not wrong. That's righteous. Don't be consumed by money, but don't neglect it. Don't neglect your duty to provide for your household, or else you're worse than an unbeliever. Don't pour yourself out so much to other people and your society and your community that you neglect your family, but do serve those in your community with the love that Christ gives. Take care of your priorities, be men, and work every day. Every day work at it. Love your wife, love your kids, love your community, love your people at your business, love people at your church. All with the love that Christ gives you. And serve them well. Serve them faithfully. That's all I can say for the last S there, stoicism. Be men. Take good courage. Be strong. Lift the weights. Eat the meat. Don't eat the bugs. Don't live in the pods. You know, those things. You will own things. You will be happy because God is the source of joy in your life. You will own things because God has blessed you with it. You will not follow the godless, heathen, pagan men. But you will be strong for Christ. You will be strong for your family. You will be strong for your church and your business and your community. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great day. And until next time, take action and become the men you are called to.